Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today, Tuesday, yeah? Tuesday all day, every day. It's not Tuesday, but today is Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday, tomorrow's Wednesday. Whoopee! I've got it all figured out, Jay. All figured out. The 29th of August is the day in consideration. And so today, I want to plant ideas. Well, I like doing that every day. Hey, Jay's good at planting ideas. I think I'm fairly good at planting ideas. How about planting trees? This past weekend on the farm, I spent Sunday cleaning up for a, they had a 200 and some odd year old tree in my front yard. It split in half. And it was lucky it didn't hit the house, didn't hit the cars in the driveway. But it made me, it was very sobering to look at how little, this is a huge, this branch probably weighed 4 tons, maybe more. And it was being held on to the side of the tree by just like inches of connection. Most of it had been eaten away over the years by the ants. And the ants kind of, it was a maple, a sugar maple tree. So the ants love that sugar that's in there and they've got
delicious. They're all here for that. It's a full buffet for them.
Yeah, right. It was. And they kind of ruined the tree. So I'm going to get up in a boom truck and spray what the exposed part with ant killer and see if I can get rid of all of them as much as I would like to think that maybe it'll be somewhat effective, but who knows? It kind of reminds me of that song that Frank Sinatra sings about what's the name of that song? You know, they talk about the ants and other things they can do. I'm probably getting lost in my own memory here. At any rate, if you are a planter of trees, know that tree will never sit, it doesn't sit still, it moves all the time. It's always, there's a cellular, it's like any plant, whether it's trees or grass or corn or whatever, you realize that? That every second of every day that thing is in the ground, unless the ground is frozen, it's adding to its size and shape. And so are we. Whether you realize it or not, we have millions, if not billions, of cells in our body, and they're changing all the time. You wonder where dust comes from? The dust in your house comes from the skin that flakes off your body.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you really want to keep things dusted, dust-free, clean
right.
out those
exactly.
Air filters.
Mm-hmm. Some of the trees that are being planted now are being planted specifically to increase insect species and diversity among insects. We actually have people in our country who are interested in diversifying the insect population. Thus, they plant various trees and plants and flowers and things so that we can have more. There's got to be a government department for that that probably we spend billions on just to make sure we have new species for the trees. Now, the tropical storm down in Florida may knock out some trees. About to hit the Gulf Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center, the intensifying tropical storm, is it Idalia? Is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right? A little bit dangerous. Let's see. The Gulf of Mexico is getting whacked now.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at a map last night of where it's hitting. I used to have a place on Clearwater Beach when I was working in Tampa, St. Petersburg, actually. And that's that really long, skinny beach. So that's going to get whacked at 65, 70 miles an hour. And the flood surges are 9 feet.
Yes, yeah. They're really worried about the storm surges with this one.
Yeah, right. So anyway, heavy rain, localized. It's the same old thing, though. Hello. In August and September, there are lots of opportunities for this kind of a storm. That's the way it works. So Governor DeSantis to the rescue. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to sign an order. Good for you, sir. An executive order. Yeah, right. A state of emergency. because I want our citizens to be safe. So out of an abundance of caution to ensure that the Florida Division of Emergency Management can begin starting to offer or begin to bring in resources, then that's what we're doing. Okay, so a lot of political huffing and puffing, and that's the story. I don't think there's anything else. Was there any new, this is sort of a couple of hours old. It could be that this thing may increase to a Category 3 hurricane, and then, but once it hits land, though, they usually diminish. They don't get stronger. They get diminished. What happened in Cuba? It would have come over Cuba last night. Do we have any information about what the status of things are in Cuba?
Yeah. How's Cuba doing with this?
Yeah, good question. All right. Let's pause for a second. 12 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here.
To some, this might sound like a typical family dog. But at Dog Chow, we know that for a veteran suffering from PTSD, this could be the sound of life-saving therapy.
Thanks, Betty.
That's why we've made it our mission to connect every military hero in need with a canine hero of their own. To learn about the simple ways you can help Dog Chow in our mission, visit dogchow.com/veterans.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't
move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. Okay, that was it. James, thank you. High hopes. All right. That's been probably 25 years since I heard that song, or maybe longer.
I forgot about this song. I do know this song.
Yeah, of course. So, anyway, the application of the song is the story about the tree and what happened with my tree and how the ants brought the tree down. And it's just a little eatsy. And it isn't even a rubber tree plant. So there. All right, while we're in Florida, the lawmakers in the State House there have installed bulletproof glass. Remember, they voted last week for permitless right to carry. You don't need a permit.
I would think that at state capitals, they would already have bulletproof glass, regardless of gun laws anywhere. Yeah. I guess I just always kind of thought that was a thing, that they just already had bulletproof glass.
Because there are crazies, and then there are crazies, and then there are crazies. And so, anyway, the purpose, the guy who put them in, so the purpose of the project is to replace all windows which are original to the building with a modernized window system that provides energy efficiency and security for all. Doesn't that sound, this guy should run for office. Probably do better than the governor. Maybe that's my own opinion there. All right, laws were in Florida. Helicopter crashed into an apartment building. The fire rescue captain and a resident were killed. This is in Broward County, down toward Pompano Beach, that area, as you head toward Miami. The sheriff's office said that the helicopter was a fire rescue helicopter.
Yeah.
And so what happened? It went on the highway, North Dixie Highway, which is one of the main corridors. That's Route 1, north and south. So what the heck? What was the cause?
Yeah, it went right into this apartment building, and they were telling everybody to avoid the area and to confirm deaths of people at the scene.
Yeah. I have sort of personalized that story a little bit. When I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston in the mid-'80s, we had a helicopter reporter. I remember him like it was yesterday. His name was Chip Whitmore, a great kid. He and the pilot of the helicopter crashed into an apartment building in Boston and were both killed. And he was probably 33, 34, had a young family. And the regular pilot was off that day, so there was a replacement pilot. And he didn't have control, he didn't know where the buildings were, and it was raining, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's helicopters, as much as they're fun, you go to Las Vegas and you get on the helicopter and you take a ride around the city, or most every area you can do that, the Grand Canyon, you can do it up in Seattle, you can do it all over the place.
Well, a lot of towns have the, I forget what it's called, it's like touch a truck or something. It's a bunch of the big trucks and the work trucks and the fire squads, and a lot of times there's helicopters, or even at the fair, where it doesn't actually fly anywhere, it just, you get in it, it goes up, and then it comes back down.
Really? I don't know that.
People
do
those, yeah. No. You will not get me in a helicopter. Nope. Absolutely not.
I remember the scariest helicopter ride I ever had was when there were four or five of us, the talk radio people, that took a ride up to Alaska and the Dew Line, the distant early warning line, and up to the North Pole. It was a June day, and there was a snowstorm. And the wind was howling around, and we actually went up to see what was called oil shale. The sand and the dirt up there are full of oil. And so we went up to see that and to go to the distant early warning line, which was an active, was actually something that we had that supposedly protected us from the Russians. It was a remnant of the Cold War. It was a circle that the countries that were around the North Pole set up, and they actually had shacks every 20 miles all the way around the distant early warning line, so that they could visibly see if the Russians launched a missile. Imagine that. Think about where we are technology-wise.
Yeah.
They were like fishing shacks. You know how you have, in the wintertime, you go, if you want to go ice fishing, you put the people who do that put shacks out on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit in them, and there's a hole in the ice.
They're slightly bigger than a porta potty.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. That's an excellent way of putting it, actually. So they have 8-10 hour shifts. They had little heaters in these. They weren't on the ice. They were on the ground. But that's how we protected ourselves during the Cold War from the Russians. Those of you who were around then remember the Dew Line, the distant early warning lines that were set up around the North Pole. It's one of those things. Today, we've got all kinds of sensors up there, and we have dishes, and we've got all kinds of stuff that's just plucked in the land. But back then, it was humans who were responsible for watching and in charge of our security, basically. This is the trouble with us not getting along. The same thing the Russians now today and the Chinese, and they want to stir the pot, and everybody wants to be in control and have the power, but it comes with a price, and it's literally very expensive, and it's also taxing. It's very stressful. You know, you look at the faces of all these leaders, you wonder why people like Obama looked as old as he did when he got out of office. George Bush, too. It's that kind of stuff that they're thinking about all the time. All right, speaking of time, it's 21 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's August the 29th. Doug Steffens with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. What's trending? Well, there are a number of things, as usually is the case here. How do we figure out? I always was taken back by the name of this group, Jay, White Snake.
Oh, yeah?
Something. Yeah, I just, it reminded, well, the Edgar Winter group. If you saw Edgar Winter, I don't know why the two of them always came into my mind together. I used to, back in the days when I was a jock in the early 70s, I was a morning jock on an alternative rock station. And we played this kind of stuff, and it was always foreign to me, but it was, I always have been on in the morning, and it was a situation where I got back on the air after I was talking about being the ops director of WEI in the mid-80s, and I didn't like it. So I went back on the air, and I took a job at this station, playing music that was completely foreign to me. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is about Bernie Marsden, who's passed away. We're going to talk about him, his rise to fame, and what went on with Whitesnake when he was the guitarist, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
They would be considered almost soft rockers today in comparison to what is around. Whitesnake. And the members, they were called Snakers, and they referred to each other as snakes. So It's an interesting group of characters. He was around. He was Bernie Madison was around a number of different groups. I remember in the 70s, early 70s, he really cut a swath, and then in 78 he joined Whitesnake. I never really understood what the reason for the name of the group was. I never did get that. But it certainly got everybody's attention, and maybe that's why they chose it. English bands, you know, the English bands are characters, and they were much more, is raucous the right word? They were noisier in lots of different ways than the American rockers at the same time.
Yeah, louder, faster.
Yeah, right.
A lot of crazy stuff. And here I go again, one of the most famous ones. Bernie Marsden wrote that one. He wrote a lot of their hits, including She's a Woman, Fool for Your Loving. And he was just so young, only 72 when he died. Yeah. He had been diagnosed with bacterial meningitis in late 2022, and it just eventually...
That's nasty.
That's the best of him. That was revealed as his cause of death.
Nasty. Yep. So, anyway, he was responsible for a lot of rock, a good old hardcore rock and roll, which was prominent, very prominent, actually, in the 70s. That's where the turn of the road came from, the kind of rock that was around in the 60s, the developing rock from Elvis and that group. And then in the 60s, it got moderate and milder with groups like Jerry and the Pacemakers, you know, that ilk. And then here we go into a whole different direction with guys like Bernie and Whitesnake. So, passing away at the age of 72 here. This is Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are all wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of people out there, not to mention sights, sounds, and experiences, that are unfamiliar and therefore potentially frightening to your dog or cat. Because you live in a neighborhood, it's vital for your pet to be acquainted with and comfortable around a variety of sounds and activities. Many dogs and cats are comfortable in their own territory, but panic-stricken when they go out in the street. Even a dog that regularly hears other dogs barking, the rumble of rush hour traffic, or the cling of fire engine sirens and trucks from the vantage point of a high-level terrorist doesn't know what he's dealing with when he gets out on the street. So socialization is critical. An undersocialized pet, one kept alone in the house or yard because the owners either aren't around or don't take him outside, never think to expose him to new adventures. One of the most important things as an animal behaviorist that I can tell you, training is critical for any dog, but more important is socialize, because a comfortable dog is a happy dog, and a happy dog is generally a well-behaved dog. I'll more next time.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond North of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized.
Lance Pry, USA News.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, getting by.
All right, why are we coming back at 34 past the hour with a Dolly Parton song? Because it's about work. 9 to 5, get it? And next Monday is Labor Day, so between now and Labor Day, we'll have some remembrances, some reminders, some celebrations, some acknowledgments for all the people who are not collecting off the largesse of the taxpayer. That is, you actually have a job and you are working for the man or whomever. Isn't it interesting, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. What makes people tick? Why it is that some people think it's better. They're getting, you know, in the circumstance we find ourselves in, where the unemployment rate is like 3%. So you can't find anybody to do jobs. But in the statistical reality, those numbers belie the fact that there are a lot of people that are collecting or getting government benefits for doing essentially nothing. And it always sticks in the craw of people like us, who feel like we're working, we're paying our share, and you're taking advantage of us. And politically speaking, there is one party that makes it easier, it would seem, and it's always been the case, for people to do that than the other party, which is pretty annoying. There are reasons to be annoyed at both political parties, but that's one that annoys me about the Democrats. It's so easy to get things, and nobody appreciates things. I would say this is a wholesale reminder about reality. I think, in my experience anyway, in my life, and maybe you have had the same experience, if you don't work for something, you don't really appreciate it. If somebody gives you something, unless it's maybe a gift for your birthday, you know, like Christmas gifts, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about handouts. When you could, there's a situation in my hometown that's brewing now, and I never thought it would happen. In Los Angeles, you see it all the time. I think you see it more prominently in L.A. than any other city in the country. There are panhandlers on every corner. Everybody, you know, they get out, and there's a big problem with unemployment. Well, they're not a problem with unemployment, but the homeless, and there are 70,000 people in L.A. County who don't have a home. So the fact that you see people on the street corners who are panhandling, looking for money, some of that is legitimate and some of it is not. And you can tell kind of by looking at the sneakers that these people are wearing or the clothing they're wearing or if they're smoking or how well kept they are. We had and it's still going on in Framingham, there's a group of people that like prostitutes and pimps. There are people in Boston that arrange for rides for people to come to Framingham, stand on the corner, and beg for money. And they make now, one of the people investigated it, that works for City Hall, and they found the average person was taking in $300-$400 a day. And there are assigned spots now, and they bring the money back to Boston, and the pimp gets $100 out of whatever they collect. So they find them a spot. They're fighting about where the best spots are. I don't do it anymore. I used to do it in L.A. all the time. You give them a buck or two or three or whatever. I remember one Christmas when things were going well with me, I went around town and gave people $100 bill. Mm-hmm. I went to everybody standing in the corner, here's $100 bill. And then you come to find out this story, like these pimps, these people are prostitutes because they really, not sexual prostitutes, but they're prostituting themselves. Yeah. They stand on the corner and grab your money. And they take it back to the guy who's in the mob or whoever's involved in picking the spots to go. But it is a real outrage, frankly.
Well, and you never know what they're going to use the money for. And also, there, I feel like it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was some expose on panhandlers in big cities. And I think it came out that nearly half of them, that was their side hustle. They didn't actually need to panhandle.
No.
That was their side hustle just to get some, they had available time. They had some free time, so they'd go and panhandle and get some money.
Yep. That kind of thinking is so different from mine and yours. I don't get how people think it's acceptable to do something like that. But anything, some people just will do anything to make life easier. But the other side of that is because it's been so hot everywhere, where people in Framingham, it was, 90, 95, people standing out there really sweating their ears off collecting money from people. But, I think I'd rather have a job where it was cooler and the people you were working with were more considerate. Because there are a lot of people, as they drive by, they yell obscenities at these people and, "Go back where you came from!" That kind of stuff. It's kind of a different environment, but unique, to be sure. So, what makes all of us tick, going back to what I said about people taking and not earning, some people think that's okay. And maybe there's more of a clientele for that. But I think there have always been people like that, don't you? That will take and not give. They take because it's easier. Mm-hmm. They take, that's their
Some people
their
do it maliciously.
System.
Some people, I think, that they just were never taught otherwise, and they don't realize that what's wrong with it.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can always adjust our expectations to avoid making judgments about some people or assumptions. You know what they say about assuming. I've said this to James Collins, who's in our studio in Dallas. Never assume, because it makes an ass out of you and me. If you figure out how to spell it, you're all set. Meanwhile, couple of heroes to talk about. The president of that black college in Jacksonville where the attack was over the weekend. Is it still three or did somebody else die? Did I see that? There were three people, I think, that were killed. It was completely racially motivated. at a Dollar General store, which is near this school. So the president,
where the shooter tried to go onto the campus and was turned away by security.
Right. Yep. And this guy who was his name is Antonio Bailey. He's the one that's considered a hero because he confronted this guy and he chased him literally. He didn't tell him you had to go. He chased mm-hmm. him off the campus. The students that had seen this guy flagged down Lieutenant Bailey and told him about this unauthorized intruder. And now, obviously, you know what the story is in terms of what happened there. But here's somebody who was alert, was doing his job, but Bailey said, nah, I'm not a hero, I was just doing my job. He actually said that the students who flagged him down and mm-hmm. alerted him to this intruder, they're really, this guy yeah. was wearing a bulletproof vest, he had a mask on, latex gloves, good God.
Yeah, and this is one of those things of the whole, if you see something, say something.
Yep.
And a lot of times people don't because they think, well, either I'm overreacting and I'm going to be shamed for overreacting, or you know what, somebody else will maybe say
somebody
something, so I'm just going to go about my business.
Yeah.
This group of students, they noticed something was wrong, they got the security guard confronted this person, asked him to identify himself, he wouldn't,
yeah.
and chased him off campus.
Yeah.
Clearly,
yep.
this campus was his primary target, and then he had to pivot.
Yeah, go somewhere else. He still managed to do a lot of damage.
He did.
Here's another off-duty officer who's been hailed as a hero. This time, this person rescued a woman who disappeared under a waterfall at Fundy National Park in New Brunswick. A bunch of swimmers who were out, they were out hiking, and we're out in the water, and among these people was an off-duty police officer who ended up saving one of the people in this group from drowning. I don't know this park. Do you, Fundy National Park? I don't know that. There's so many.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the woman was pulled out of the water. She was exhausted and needed help, obviously. She was stuck between a couple of waterfalls that are there. She went underneath and she came back up and she was trying to grab the rock to get out, and because the rock was slippery she couldn't, and
mm-hmm.
she got scared. And you know what happens to your body and to your psyche when you get scared? Your body sometimes, it was the old flight or fight.
Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Yeah.
And you do not know how, when it goes into that kind of a almost trauma response.
Yeah.
You do not know how you're going to react. We can think, I would do this, I would do this. Well, you are thinking now in a hypothetical sense with a calm and clear mind. When you are mm-hmm. in that moment, you have no idea what you're going to do.
Yep. And so this guy just reacted instinctively. This woman who was bobbing in and out of the water and disappeared, excuse me, enough times to be, how would you put yourself in that position? Whenever I tell a story like this, I always like to think about what I would do or what you would do. I ask the question of you
mm-hmm.
because I want to know what you would do under mm-hmm. that circumstance.
As the person, the off-duty officer,
either.
The woman who disappeared.
Either.
Well, because in my clear, calm, not currently in danger mind, thinking of a hypothetical, I would think, stop trying to go straight up. That's what we try to do, especially in water. We just try to get back up to the surface in the air. Well, clearly, if you can't, swim to one of the sides and then try to come up. But when you're in that moment, and you're just thinking, I need air, I need to get to the surface. That's like the same with the riptides. And a lot of people panic and they start trying to swim immediately to shore, fighting the riptide rather than swimming parallel to the shore to get out of the riptide and then get to shore.
See, I think that's, those are the real, the hero, people who can think on their feet. I think that's kind of what we're looking for, trying to find out where, you know, what is your circumstance, and
mm-hmm.
Can you put yourself there? And you said, well, I'm cool, calm, and collected right now, so.
So, yeah, thinking about the hypothetical, since they actually, in that moment, when panic sets in, would I be able to stay calm? Would I be responsive over reactive? I don't know unless I'm actually in that situation. Mm-hmm. What do you think, in the hypothetical sense, Doug, what do you think you would do?
I'm pretty reactive and I'm pretty spontaneous and I move fast. So I haven't been in that situation with the water, but I've had people on the farm who were in trouble with the machinery that wasn't operating properly, and they were trying to fix it, and they weren't using their head. So I grabbed one guy before his... I don't know if you know what a power takeoff shaft is. A power takeoff shaft from the tractor to the implement powers the implement. And it's a shaft that turns around according to the speed of the tractor. You know, it can go faster or go slower. And if you wear loose clothing around those things, it is deadly. I knew somebody once, actually was a baseball player for the Red Sox, who was working. He bought a farm in a town close to me after he retired, and he was working on a truck. He was trying to get the lift to work, which was on the other end of a power takeoff shaft, the pump. I'm not going to explain the thing, but he got his shirt caught around it and ripped him to pieces. Because even at an idle, you can't stop those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to have the power of the engine. So that's, man. I was thinking about water, and as we tell the story about people under the water, there's a new research paper out about what's underneath the Earth's surface. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about what's under the surface of the ocean and the new discoveries that are coming as to
there's so many species we don't even know exist
this
day.
Well, that's going on freshwater as well, groundwater, pools that are, you know, sort of underneath lakes and ponds and streams. There's a whole new world there that's being explored. It's pretty fascinating, actually. All right, here we are. Fascinating, everybody, at 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It is Food, Farm, and Family time. Foodfarmfamily.com is where you get most of this information, including a celebratory mood because today is National Lemon Juice Day. So what's the difference between lemon juice and lemonade? Aren't they both the same?
Well, lemon is just the juice that comes from the lemon, where lemonade is a mixture of lemon juice and water and a whole bunch of sugar.
So it would be much more tart, the lemon juice.
Yeah, you can use the lemon juice in salad dressings. You can use it in cleaning solution. You can put it in some boiling water and make it smell nice in your home.
Yeah, he's... I'm looking at this overview here of somebody who is sucking on a lemon, and the expression on his face tells the whole story. Right? You ever suck on a lemon?
No, it's too sour for me. I do like lemon juice. Like, I do like it in salad dressings or just squeeze a little bit with olive oil on top of veggies.
Don't you wonder sometimes how these various fruits have come into being? This is something that started in the Himalayan mountains millions and millions of years ago, and then they've evolved because it's, you know, a citrus that grows in our country. We have a lot of them in California, have a lot of them in the Southwest, a lot of them in Florida, those places. It's like, well, grapefruit is part of the family,
mm-hmm.
and orange is a part
oranges,
of the family.
Limes.
Yeah, right. The season, depending on where you live, is all year long. Right? In the south where there are lemon
yeah.
trees, people that have houses down there, you can always get the lemon tree. So 1 tablespoon of lemon juice contains 3 calories. Huh. The acid in lemon juice neutralizes an enzyme called polyphenol oxidase that causes fruit to brown.
Oh yeah, if you don't mind the lemon taste and you have some avocado and you don't want it to brown, put it in some lemon juice.
Yeah.
And keep it nice and green.
I'm eating a banana right now that's all brown. And maybe I should have poured. I wonder if that would work for a banana though. Might not work.
Possibly.
For a
yeah. yeah. I'm not sure how that would taste though, a banana lemony yeah. substance.
All right, here's another recall. The school folks back in session, packing lunches to send out the door with your children. Before you pack the crackers, here's another recall. Who knows, you know, this is a Trader Joe's thing again. When you hear that a food is being called out because of undeclared allergens like E. coli, listeria, that sort of thing, the foreign material also has been a problem, right? Cookies.
Oh, yeah, there are rocks and things.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, like metal or wood pieces?
And the broccoli cheddar soup had metal in it. Now, the latest recall is tied to, again, foreign material in food. The Trader Joe multigrain crackers with sunflower and flaxseed. I have those. I had them with soup yesterday, as a matter of fact. I had some chicken soup, and Megan had bought some Trader Joe's multigrain crackers. The sunflower crackers, I had them.
Mm-hmm.
I had them. Yesterday I had four or five of them with my soup.
Did you feel anything? Did you crack a tooth on some metal?
No.
Well, fortunately, as of right now, the recall is mainly located in Idaho, Utah, and Washington State. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's just where it starts. And then eventually they expand on the recall, and it hits all the states. And
fresh.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, here's
Trader
the story.
Joe's.
Yeah, I know. Bad management. Mother filing suit against Chick-fil-A on behalf of her teenage son. The suit alleges that an order of chicken nuggets sent him to the hospital. Allergic reaction. The complaint was filed in the Supreme Court of New York and Erie County. Eight causes of action, including negligence, influence of emotion. This has to be some hot lawyer that's onto this. Wow, look at all these charges. Anyway, the charges they... that Chick-fil-A misrepresented an order of chicken nuggets ordered from the Chick-fil-A restaurant in Erie. He has life-threatening dairy allergies.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
And declared milk allergen in the,
right.
in the
yeah.
products.
Yeah. So, is it really, I've never known anybody who had a milk allergy. I know people who are lactose intolerant, but I've never known anybody who is this deathly allergic to milk. Anyway, they have... What the batter that they cook the stuff in must have milk in it, right? The grilled chicken nuggets
and the chicken. I'm guessing so.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they use that as the binding agent.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, so Chick-fil-A is on the hook for. Well, be interesting to see where this goes. It really will. These kind of lawsuits are always interesting to follow. And we're following up on all kinds of things as usual here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 59 past the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.